This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday spoke with leaders of Kuwait, Qatar and Oman on West Asia conflict. During his telephonic conversations, Mr. Modi strongly condemned the violation of sovereignty and territorial integrity of these countries. He appreciated their continued support to ensuring safety and well-being of the Indian community. The Prime Minister also stressed the significance of dialogue and diplomacy for earliest restoration of regional peace and stability. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said he spoke to Crown Prince of Kuwait, Sheikh Sabha Al Khalid Al Hamad Al Mubarak Al Sabha. Mr. Modi said India stands with Kuwait's people in this difficult hour. The Prime Minister also spoke to Amir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, and expressed firm solidarity with Qatar. Mr. Modi also spoke with the Sultan of Oman, Haitham bin Tariq, and exchanged views on recent developments in West Asia. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held a telephonic conversation yesterday with EU High Representative for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy, Kaya Kallas, on the ongoing conflict in the Gulf region. Earlier in a statement, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal strongly reiterated India's call for dialogue and diplomacy in the ongoing conflict in the West Asia region. Mr. Jaiswal said there are almost 1 crore Indian citizens who live and work in the Gulf region, and their safety and well-being is India's utmost priority. He expressed grief at the loss of several lives in the conflict. The spokesperson assured the government will continue to closely monitor the evolving situation and take relevant decisions in the national interest. Meanwhile, the Embassy of India in Iran has relocated most Indian students who were in Tehran to safer locations outside the city due to the heightened risk perception in the Iranian capital. Besides, the first flight of Air India carrying 149 passengers and 8 operating crew members arrived in New Delhi from Dubai yesterday. Meanwhile, the West Asia conflict has escalated sharply as the United States and Israel intensified strikes on Iran. Tehran and its allies retaliated with missile and drone attacks targeting Israel, Gulf countries and key energy infrastructure, widening the regional conflict. The killing of Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has further deepened uncertainty. As per latest reports, Israel is conducting simultaneous targeted strikes against military targets in Iranian capital, Tehran, and against Iran-backed armed group Hezbollah's infrastructure in capital of Lebanon, Beirut. The International Atomic Energy Agency confirmed structural damage at Iran's nuclear site in Natanz following a review of the most recent satellite images. In a statement, the UN nuclear watchdog said there were no signs of radiation leaks and no further impact on the main underground enrichment plant. On the other hand, the Iranian state media said that a command building at US Air Base in Bahrain has been destroyed. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer said that Britain is sending a warship and helicopters to Cyprus after a drone hit a UK base there. Meanwhile, the United States has closed 2 embassies in the Middle East and reduced its diplomatic presence in several other countries as strikes continue across the region. The U.S. Embassy in Saudi Arabia is closed today after the facility was struck by 2 suspected Iranian drones. The U.S. Embassy in Kuwait has also closed until further notice. Airports Authority of India, AAI, has categorically denied media reports claiming it has sought details on aviation turbine fuel, ATF, stock positions at international airports. Social media post, AAI said it has not asked formally or informally any airport operator to furnish details regarding fuel stocks or estimated fuel requirements. It added that reports suggesting such communication are false and factually incorrect. President Draupadi Murmu has extended her greetings to fellow citizens on the eve of Holi. In her message, the president said the festival spreads love and hope in society and strengthens the spirit of social cohesion. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla also extended warm greetings to the people. In ICC cricket, South Africa will take on New Zealand in the first semi-final clash of ICC Men's T20 World Cup at Eden Gardens in Kolkata today. The match will begin at 7 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.